Fergus, Council has deferred its approval of the South Fergus Secondary Plan until they feel it captures the vision and needs previously expressed by residents. While the township's Managing Director of Planning and Development Brett Salmon said he was satisfied the current plan addressed all the public's comments, in one way or another. During a council meeting Monday evening, several councillors said they needed more time to discuss it with staff to ensure they get things right. Among the concerns shared during the meeting was the ratio of green space to residential units, allowing 8 stories in certain areas and active transportation. This is going to be one of the biggest decisions you're going to be making, and it's going to really set the tone for where the community goes, said Mayor Sean Waters, addressing councillors directly during the meeting. But there will be a time where you will have to make a decision. We need to deal with this sooner rather than later. However, Count Jennifer Adams, whose ward would predominantly be affected by the plan, said she felt this is an issue the township can and should take their time on to ensure they get it right. I do feel like we keep talking about this pressure from the province, and I don't think a municipality of our size is gonna see Ford driving up and dumping a bunch of money in our communities like he is in others, said Adams. I think it's really important for us to decide how we want our community to look, and to be very careful of how we proceed. A primary concern for all councillors was the plan's proposal to allow a maximum of 8 stories along the mixed-use corridor planned for Tower Street and Highway 6 and the gateway planned at the Tower Street, Highway 6 and Second Line intersection. I'm just not understanding, if we're creating a tunnel effect down Highway 6, how that's getting the vision from what we had discussed in our public meeting, said Count Kim Jefferson. You're saying that you don't want people to come in to see parking lots and things like that, but you're not going to see much of anything, if there's a few buildings of up to 8 stories in height along that one section. Building on Jefferson's comments, both Adams and Count Lisa McDonald said they were worried about the feasibility of active transportation and safe crossing for residents living along Highway 6, especially in areas where residents feel using a safe crossing point takes longer than cross-ing their fingers and hop-ing the crossing guard has shown up that day. Adams also shared concerns about the ratio of green space to residents, pointing out that it's unsettling to expect two little neighborhood park locations to service 6,000 residential units, as the plan currently suggests. I would say that we have heard the comments and made the changes, said Dave Aston, representing MHBC Planning during the meeting. The document before you this evening reflects comments that were received, and we've incorporated those within these documents to the best that we can at the level of these documents. The issue will return to a committee of the whole meeting in April. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.